Drink run. Here we go. McCafe coffees, shakes, and drinks. Ain't no thing. You the man. Yeah, that's what they're gonna say. Aw, Kevin, thank you so much. We love you. That's right. You the champ. The drink run champ.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Own the drink run, Kevin. Own it. Now get a small smoothie, shake, or frappe for $2 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, we are live, we are back. Different day than normal, though. August 27th, 2018, that is a Monday. Of course, we're usually live at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. Had a little bit of a tech issue last week. Had a slight tech glitch just now, but I think we saved it at the very last second. This will be the true test. Future Dan, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're live. 8 p.m. on a Monday. Feels different.
It does. And I was thinking about this just before we got on air, and we're not doing this normally, although I think having a couple shows a week will be in our future for sure. But Monday, I'm a little fresher, a little more fresh. I don't know what's the proper grammar, but I am a little bit more on top of it, a little more energy, a little more motivation, but also I'm still lagging from the weekend a little bit. So on one hand, I feel like I'm sharp of mind, but I also feel like I'm still, you know, not in the news flow as much as I am on a Thursday. So there's give and take. I don't know. I guess we'll see how this show goes, but I feel pretty energetic to say the least. We'll see. What about you?
Well, you know, as a curator of FutureDanger.com, I can tell you that, you know, having done this for coming up on a 3-year anniversary this October, there's definitely a cycle to the news. And unless there's no kidding disaster, just completely rare, tremendous news out there, leaks have a pattern. And it's obvious that the producers of news from all sides of the spectrum, conservative media, the mainstream media, the alternative media, Mondays are a low point in the week. It's almost as if, you know, certain things hit in the weekend, things that were saved for the weekend, you know, by whatever publishing source. But then Mondays and Tuesdays, it's a low level. So if you watch the heat map, it's relatively less populated on those days. And then Wednesday, Thursday, it starts to, you know, everything starts to dump out. And it matches, like, government releases of news.
True.
We watch the stock market and the financial sector produce news into the middle of the week. So Thursday nights are optimal for Patriot Power Hour because it's really piece news for the week. Doing it on Monday, next segment, when we run through the heat map, it's going to be a lot less to talk about. It's just the nature of the beast, but it kind of makes you wonder, the way it is our news, news that you'll find on Future Danger should be consistent. It should consistently be hitting, but it's not. It only gets told to us in a pattern that suits the producers of the news.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. They don't decide when to release this news. I mean, some of it is governmental, I suppose, administrative, but a lot of it is based on when will we get the best ratings or when will you have the most impact for whatever reason, monetary, political, or otherwise. But that just means someone has an agenda to get across one way or another. Now, if people are a little bit confused, let's get it straight. Because I'm telling you, this fall is going to be absolutely nuts. So this is like our last show before Labor Day. This is the last show of the summer, the way I look at it, at least. I know summer officially goes till September 21st, I believe. But today, again, August 27th, 2018, last show of August. And to get it, if people aren't sure exactly what's going on, this is the Patriot Power Hour. And we're talking about the Future Danger heat map at futuredanger.com. So in the second segment of the show, I'm going to be giving a rundown of futuredanger.com and be talking about some of these news stories. A lot of them are low level, but they're still very interesting. Low level that could easily go to red or black alert. The worst, the SHTF black alert. You don't see that very much because you're not here at futuredanger.com. You're not trying to, Chicken Little, sky is falling. Everything's black alert. Everything's red alert. Everything's going to fall apart immediately. You're a little more in tune with it. So anyway, to the listeners, just want to make sure, because we do have some new listeners, and I know that coming this fall, we're going to have so much news going on, it's not even going to have time to really talk about the structure of Future Danger or any of that type of background info. Of course, go check out our archives. We've had a lot of shows going through that. But if you want to follow along, it's futuredanger.com. You want to see what those news headlines that are there or are not there, I guess is kind of what we're hitting at as well. Check that out. We'll be hitting that in the second segment. You know, I wanted to get to something first, though, before we get to the commercial, between now and the second segment. The contest, the essay contest for the Bivvy Tent from readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. We had several awesome entries. We're in the grading phase of this essay contest. It's not multiple choice. Can't run it through a Scantron. Multiple essays have hit the initial pass, the initial muster of being, you know, properly themed and proper length. They're moving on to the next stage for the grading to determine who the best of the best is to win that Bivvy Tent. So we're following through. Thanks a ton for all everyone who entered, everyone who even talked about it. I had a few people that said they were going to enter and that didn't, and I'm ashamed of you. No, I'm just kidding. But this was a successful contest. Look forward to having more of them. And whoever wins this is getting an awesome prize, and I look forward to talking about their essays as well. We're going to read it on air, and, you know, I think that was a success out of this summer for sure.
Definitely, definitely, Ben, and we will post that winning article on Future Danger, run it for a while under the prepping advisory, get it some exposure, and let people have a read and react to it.
And again, those couple of you out there that I know are listeners and did message me saying, oh, here's a couple ideas I'm going to write about. I'll get you the essay. Well, guess what? You didn't. So you're not getting an extension. I'm sorry for those folks out there. But we did have people that followed instructions, got it on deadline. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. For the uninitiated, another inside talk here, so new listeners might be confused. Give us a little bit of background of what that contest was, and maybe a little plug for Ready Made Resources over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was three topics. One, pick three Future Danger indicators. Were they to become fully actuated? Stuff hits the fan. no kidding, it's happening now. Which three would most likely cause you, if you are preparedness-minded and have your affairs in order, were to start executing your plans, whether it's, you know, bug out of an urban area, suburban area, or if that's not feasible or you just decide it's a better idea to stay where you are, but, you know, start locking down your situation, which three would trigger that? That was topic number one. Topic number two was, if you were traveling, you know, we all have lives, and even if you're, you know, preparedness-minded, you're prepped, sometimes you got to do business travel, sometimes you like to take a vacation anyways, and what would happen if you were caught on the other side of the country, other side of the planet, and suddenly very bad things happen? How would you deal with it? How would you, you know, secure yourself where you are and start making your way to wherever you, you know, wanted to get to, probably home? And then the third topic related to, if everything went to hell in the handbasket and you were prepared and, you know, society started to get a little bit wobbly, a lot of people that weren't prepared were in a state of panic, and, you know, authorities were perhaps didn't have the control that they normally do. You know, people use the term without rule of law, WROL type situation. In a WROL situation, how could you identify people that you could trust, that were also prepared, that could cooperate with the right kinds of people? How could you recognize them? And because the conventional wisdom says that you're not gonna benefit necessarily by telling people you got a basement full of pre-stocked food, and, you know, because right. they don't have any, and they're gonna implore upon you. How do you handle that? Three essay topics. We got a great potential winner among these three topics, and can't wait to disclose it when we come back on Thursday, September 6th, 9 p.m.
Exactly. Hey, everyone's looking at September 6th, Thursday, kickoff, first game, Falcons at Eagles. Hey, I watch NFL, I won't lie. No, man, that's just a little game, and everybody knows what NFL is all about. It's all about propaganda, selling you GMO pizza and beer, right? And, hey, I still like it. I don't spend money with the NFL, but I still watch the games. I do a little bit of fantasy football here and there. Point is, that's kickoff. So if you need to remember when the next episode of Patriot Power Hour is live, it's going to be same day as kickoff, Thursday Night Football. We're going to be airing at the same time. So going up hard, going up against the opening night. I think we got a chance, man.
All you got to do is mute the biased announcers pushing some kind of agenda that's probably political in addition to football, and you know, listen to us and watch that.
Seriously, that is a great, great idea. Literally, they don't talk much about anything worth a damn anyway. Second, the commercials will be 60% of the time, so most of the time you'll be listening to us instead of paying attention to that. And third, even when football is going on, I mean, I love football, I play football, but there's a lot of downtime even when they actually have, you know, plays running. So you could easily listen to us. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. I know it sounds complicated, but all those are easy to spell. Ready? blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. No hyphens or anything, just straight spell it out. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You can find our RSS feed there. Check it out. Add that to any podcast app you use. I would probably subscribe to 20 different podcasts, some political, some about money, some about sports, some about other stuff. And RSS feed through an app, or of course iTunes. I don't use Apple, but you know, you could put it through there as well. Or search Patriot Broadcasting Network on iTunes or any of those apps, anywhere you find a podcast, look at Patriot Broadcasting Network, or go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. That's how you can find us. And guess what? Right before we get to break, I got a surprise little teaser. You ready for this?
Go for it.
This is a shout out to anyone who missed the deadline. I'm having a sub contest. Anyone who Same exact. I want more entries. I especially want to hear about what happens if you're away from home and you need to prep. But you can pick any of the other two as well. But that contest we were talking about, if you miss the deadline, you're not going to get the Bivvy 10. You're not going to get readymaderesources.com. Awesome $175 value, literally for free. But I will give you either 1 ounce of silver or the equivalent in Bitcoin or other crypto if you submit a 500-word essay to me and the Breaker Banksters Cochran. You got until next show. You ain't got much time. We got Labor Day weekend, September 6th. If you get it to me by airtime, I'll consider it in. So we'll talk to you on the other side with the News Blitz. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Episode 34 of the Patriot Power Hour, August 27th, 2018. News Blitz. Again, go to futuredanger.com to follow along. I'll be giving the News Blitz this beautiful, beautiful August evening. Starting in the leftmost column, news blatantly censored. Google hiding its own user-generated reviews from search results. Oh my gosh. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. But for years and years, I've been on the internet since I was about 10 years old, back in 1997, 96. And ever since then, I swear, I've known there's been algorithms, different censorship, all types of weird stuff going on in the background. Obviously, that's coming out now. But we got Google hiding these reviews. We got all types of manipulations, Facebook algorithms. 96% of Google search results for, quote unquote, for Trump are news from liberal media outlets. So anything about Trump, anything in the news section of Google with the word Trump in it, quote Trump, literally, just put those words, that word in there, guess what? 96% of it is going to be from a liberal media outlet. That's censorship. That's definitely swaying things there. And since 90% of the world's searches go through Google, that's like 80%+ of all searches automatically in the entire world about anything going there. All right. Bloomberg News reassigns reporter after Wells Fargo CEO called to complain. Move on to another indicator. Judicial system direly distrusted. FBI never examined the vast majority of emails on Wiener's laptop, despite Comey's claims. Anthony freaking Wiener, he and his wife, quote-unquote wife, you know, more like Hillary's wife, the fact that they were able to, that he's not being hung or put in the electric chair for some of the stuff he did, and their family, is just one example of a double standard in this world. Because if I was anything even close to what Mr. Wiener did, Mr. Cochran did anything Mr. Wiener did, I would be behind jail already for, or behind bars for 100 years minimum, and I'd probably be murdered in the shower. All right, back to the news. See, I'm bad at this because I always go down rabbit trails. We need to get future Dan back on air, but he told me I got to do it today. So here we go. Constitution blatantly abused. Judge says presidential order infringes on collective bargaining between civil servants and unions. Moving on to the national defense security column. All low level. So that first column we were looking at, yeah, we got some red. We got some black actually as well. But here in the economic, in the security and the nature, the other three columns, we only have one yellow and the rest are green, which essentially means information purposes only. So we got a lot of crazy stuff going, as we always do in the Liberty column, that first column on futuredanger.com. But the other three, quite low level. I'll try to skim through, find the best ones for you. FEMA updating nuclear war plans. I did see this article earlier today. And instead of now planning for 10, 15 kiloton nuclear weapons, which are kind of terrorist-based, you know, suitcase bombs as an example, lower level, they're now switching that to 100 to 1,000 kiloton weapons, a.k.a. 1 megaton. So looking more at what North Korea might use, or heck, even China, or our warheads are at that 250 to 500 kiloton range, most of them. So looking at that from FEMA, I also read in that article, you got to read this article. If one of these that I talk about today, go check that FEMA updating nuclear war plans. They talk about how they're preparing for a cyber attack, a bio attack, a nuclear attack, and all three simultaneously. Which, that's what they're supposed to do, I suppose, even though, you know, FEMA probably shouldn't even exist, at least in its current form, and via the Constitution. But we don't want to go down that rabbit hole either. But point is, at least somebody's attempting to think about this. But I wonder what their plan looks like if all three of those hit, or even if one of them. I highly doubt it's to save you and your family. At best, it's to secure the interstates and secure major arteries for transportation of army assets. You know, they're not coming to feed you and your family and make sure your little pet gets their food too. You know, just look at Katrina. So they're game planning, they're prepping. Are you? That's the question. Economic news, quite low level. But again, it's end of August. Banksters and all their minions on vacation in the Mediterranean or Mexico or wherever the heck they go. And nothing. Now, I have been, even though this is pretty low-level news here on the fourth column, Nature, it seems that these are starting to have a bit of an uptick, in my opinion. Now, not massive casualties or damage relative, but we just saw a hurricane just smash Hawaii. We've seen Pacific Rim having earthquakes, tsunamis. Again, nothing like Japan 2010 type of tsunami, Fukushima. But still, I feel as if, maybe I'm just paying more attention to it, it seems like the Pacific Rim is starting to really ignite. And I didn't even really know that Hawaii could be hit by, it's not a hurricane. What's it called? A typhoon, I think. Maybe cyclone. I don't know. Let me get future Dan on here. Maybe he knows. Is it a typhoon or a cyclone?
Do you know? Yeah, I don't think there's a difference. You know, usually they call it different names for the same powerful storm. But, you know, it a lot of rain in Hawaii, but I didn't see any reports of direct casualties. So, you know, it runs as a, you know, you can't ignore it, but it's not causing a lot of death and destruction.
Yeah, I guess I was getting more into, I was thinking more of the earthquakes and volcanoes. And again, there hasn't been much death and destruction from them. But let me get down, you know, get right down to it. I feel as if California is so due for the big one and, you know, super caps lock and bold font. Like every other place on the rim of Pacific Rim of Fire has had major earthquakes, tsunami, other damage in the last 5, 10, 20 years. I mean, the Northridge earthquake was somewhat bad, nothing too out of control. The earthquake in the late 80s, that one was a little worse, but not, you know, still nothing absolutely devastating. You had to go back to probably San Francisco in like 1906, I think it was. Now that was devastating. But point is, they haven't had hardly anything. So I am, you know, a little worried about that. Not much you can do about it besides prepare and maybe not live there. I personally, that's one of the reasons I won't go there permanently. You know, I visit, but let's just hope that the nature thing doesn't get too crazy because we got enough problems in the other three columns most of the time. But like you said, a lot of these articles are pretty, I'm not going to say tepid, but at least nothing too crazy going on right now.
Yeah, we rate them green, low level. They're topical, right? But as you said earlier, they can escalate, and they can escalate rapidly. A lot of things in column four, the natural events, these are acts of God. It's not, they themselves are, you know, don't qualify as future danger because they're not dangerous until they happen, and they have to happen at a certain severity level to be dangerous. But the whole idea, the heat map is, okay, you know, watch what's happening on one side because on the other side, other things happen. I'll give you a simple example. In the 2008 Olympics, that was all kicking off in Beijing. What did Russia do? They invaded Georgia. These sorts of things happen. Like a major earthquake in the United States, yeah, it's going to be painful and there'll be casualties and it'll be the only thing the news is doing for a while. Watch what happens everywhere else. The news will still be coming, but it'll overcome people's ability to pay attention. The heat map's designed for people who are concerned about being prepared to see multiple things emerging simultaneously. And a major storm, a major earthquake, major, you know, wildfires, anything like that that's causing devastation in one part of our country or one part of the world, if it's bad enough, watch what the other 50 right hands are doing.
Absolutely right. And that's even if there wasn't nefarious people behind the scenes manipulating and feeding the news to you at opportune times, which there is, but it's just a good idea that even if there wasn't that or just in general to be aware, always keep looking, don't get tunnel vision on anything. Hell, I tried to not get too much tunnel vision on just the banksters and pay attention to other topics as an example. So good advice, I think. We'll be back, folks. Got another quick break, and we'll get into a little bit more news and some more analysis for you. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour is back in your life. Shout out to Ariel Helwani. Second half of this August 27th, 2018 live episode. Of course, it's a Monday, and we usually don't go live on Monday. Well, two things. We had tech issues last week, so my apologies to everyone who was waiting to listen to our show, either live last Thursday or over the weekend via archive. Thanks for checking in on us, though. But, yeah, had some tech issues with Blog Talk Radio. They're resolved tonight, though, so we're getting kind of a makeup show in on a Monday. But also, unfortunately, I'll be traveling back home for Labor Day weekend in Indianapolis, hanging out with the family. Purdue will be kicking off against Northwestern that evening as well. But I'll actually be in the air just landing in Indy this coming Thursday, which would be, I guess, the 30th, which is would be normal. So we are canceled that. We had last week was an issue. So I was like, Future Dan, we got to get a show in. Let's do it. Let's do our Monday special edition. And here we are. So thanks for joining us. And thanks for making yourself available as well, Future Dan, on kind of a weird day and a weird time, 8 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. I think we're getting in the groove, even though not as much news. That's okay. It's the doldrums of summer or whatever, right?
Yeah, and the financial news you talked about in column 3. Oh, by the way, you're welcome. Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Column 3, you know, is it's not a life support on Future Danger. Of course, you know, you could have the opposite of Future Danger. You could have like a good news version of the entire website, and there's all kinds of positive, you know, things coming about in especially economic growth. Might be, you know, estimated at 4.6%. It's clearly better than it's been in 10 years. Whether that holds, you know, and we could talk about the debt that hasn't gone away, but there's plenty of good news in the economic sphere. But it's strange, isn't it, that, you know, every August it really slows down. We got archives on Future Danger and several dozen economic indicators, and they grow pretty low level or non-existent in August. And it makes you wonder why, you know, Septembers and Octobers get so fraught economically after a big lull. We talked about earlier in the show, you know, the week, the pattern of news in the week, you know, isn't consistent. It has highs and lows. Why does negative economic activity have parts of the year where it peaks? It does lead you to consider conspiracies, doesn't it?
Yeah, to some degree. And again, kind of like you mentioned earlier, there is some true reason for the seasonality. Different government reports come out on certain days of the week or certain times of the year. And I mean, in my own place of work, It's, it can be pretty quiet during August, you know. Now, unfortunately, my current situation has been quite the hectic summer, so no freaking break, no rest for the weary for me. But point is, most of the time, it's a little low-key in August, and then it's kind of crazy frantic September, October. So some of that is natural. However, I absolutely agree. How can we never see...
Yeah, but isn't the price of the dollar, the price of gold, the stock market, the, you know, the risk to the banking systems, the interest rates, none of that, in theory, there shouldn't be any period of the year that's less susceptible to systemic problems than others, unless they're manipulated and generated.
Well, exactly.
It could be the only explanation why they would hit in the much stronger negative news in certain parts of the year than others is if these things weren't operating on a fair market.
Right. I think there's a reason you haven't seen a July or August crash in the stock market, and it's always just kind of floats along and slightly increases generally. Now, I wonder what they do is they have these natural human and cultural timings and cadences, right? And then they piggyback upon that. And that's why maybe they're able to take advantage of our own natural and cultural timing and annual schedules. And probably on a grand basis over certain decades, there's been people talk about different schedules and timings generationally, et cetera, for all different types of human activity. And if they're able to understand that, have that knowledge of that, and then by they, I mean the banksters and the bad people, if they're able to fully, truly understand our rhythms, our circadian rhythms on almost a galactic scale, and then manipulate the news or whatever type of data and information and all that, on using those schedules to their advantage, I think that's what they're doing. So I think it's a bit of both, perhaps.
Yeah, very plausible, very plausible. It's almost as though some of these things, like, it's like water running off of a mountain. The water's going to run down. It's going to go. There's going to be markets. There's going to be, we have currencies and they have values. We have precious metals and they have values. We have interest rates and they ebb and flow. Those things, it flows. It flows downhill. It keeps happening. But if you're inclined to believe there's, you know, secret cabals that, you know, manipulate and control these things, it's more akin to the people, you know, building dams and building sluices and building channels and redirecting the flow of what is already going to flow downhill, but building up dikes and every other hydrological metaphor I can think of right now. But if you see the picture I'm talking about, perhaps you're right. That it's kind of like in military intelligence, especially after the wars in the Middle East in the last couple of decades, they call it patterns of life. And they studied, they study the Afghan village and they do, drone surveillance and just watch it and photograph it. And they could see patterns. They built algorithms to see when, maybe 30 Taliban just infiltrated the area and are about to do a terrorist attack because everything around there changed. People's behaviors all changed. They detect that sort of thing. That's real software. It really was put to use in Iraq and Afghanistan to the benefit of quelling those insurgencies, I might add. But when all those war technologies come home, then what?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, that's a perfect way to put it. It's like once that starts to be turned against us and they have Facebook, Google, your cell phone, all this different type of data points. And, I don't know. Personally, I almost don't care what data they get from anymore because they already got it all. But on the flip side, that's a bad attitude, and we should demand that they don't snoop on us like that. But no, they got us. You think they got some good aerial footage of Afghan village? They got all of our Amazon history and Facebook search history. They know us more than you could ever know any Taliban farmer or whatever. So that's a great analogy, though.
Future Dan, because I don't shop on Amazon and I don't do Facebook. Actually, we do have a Future Danger account on Facebook, but it's anonymous. It's pseudonymous. There's no way I'm going to put my real life on any of those platforms.
Right. But you know, I'm sure you didn't agree. NSA and friends could obviously link it, but whatever, you know, screw them. We won't be too worried about that. Now, I wanted to get to real quick. Did you see the new Mexican, what is it? The United States and Mexico trade agreement, no longer NAFTA, is being put into place. You see that?
I don't know about put into place. It's nothing unless Congress ratifies it. You're going to ratify treaties. That's why Trump could undo the Iran deal with a, flick of the pen. But because of the current president and his orientation towards Congress, we might have a good outcome in the long run when it comes to trade deals, because I think everybody with their jaws wide open looking at how he exercised authority underneath the laws that we signed up to, the agreements, WTO, NAFTA, and others. You know, those all came about in the Bush era, in the Clinton era, when there was some common understanding between the parties about what was and wasn't, you know, legitimate to have happen. And the current president is just rewriting the rule book, and he's using all of the outs that Congress gave the executive branch. In the future, we might see, you know, treaties that actually are ratified by the Senate that, you know, use the constitutional system as it was meant to be, and not just delegate powers to the executive branch where the framers never anticipated.
I know, it's like, if you're the uninitiated and naive, might just be like, oh man, they're lazy. They're just like, here, executive, have all the responsibilities. We don't want to deal with this. I don't think it's just pure laziness by any means, though. But I swear sometimes I feel that it's like, they're just like, oh, I don't want to deal with this.
What happens is the executive branch, U.S. Trade Representative, or it could be in the Department of Defense or the Department of Justice, where there's huge problems with this sort of thing right now, that they all go out there and they tell the congressional staffers to leave it to the experts and the Congress people. This thing has become too modern and too sophisticated for a 200 or 435-person legislature, bicameral. They can't possibly understand it all anymore. So they delegate it to the deep state, and we're living through it.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened with Mexico? What do we expect to be happening next with our trade with Mexico, Ben?
I have no idea, but it's going to be huge and awesome. You know what? That's something where, like, I can say willy-nilly comments about most things, but when it comes to economics, finance, et cetera, I don't want to pass judgment for positive or negative until I actually try to read and comprehend it. And usually I don't even do that until it's been passed, because I don't have time to, like, try to understand these crazy packages that, you know, change overnight, you know, and a lot of them don't even go through. But point is, America has been getting shafted from the trade situation we've been put into, the globalist trade position. But on the flip side, I am just kind of conceptually, I'm against different types of trade war and currency war, because it always turns into something worse than snowballs. Usually turns into real war. So it's kind of a philosophical debate, and I'm all about free market and less barriers to trade and global trade and be friends with everybody. But when they're shafting us already, you know, retaliatory, is that okay? I mean, in some regard, it is, you're going to play tough man. But on the other hand, it can easily just continue to get worse and worse, and we're really going to be screwed down the line.
So here's my opinion on international trade. You know, I used to be all for, you know, perfectly free trade, knock down the tariffs, trade worldwide. However, if you look at it, when Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, he was envisioning us trading with countries like Holland and England. That's not the communists in Beijing, okay?
Right.
The communists in Beijing are always going to dump products. They are always going to engineer it to fail earlier so they can sell more of it. They're going to practice trade in a way that has nothing similar, nothing akin to what Adam Smith wrote Wealth of Nations about. And my attitude about Mexico, I'll tell you this, it's a indicator on future danger that, you know, we watch closely to see if Mexico plunges into revolution. And revolution can be extended to be, you know, just systemic chaos, just a failed state, like living next to Somalia, which, you know, in recent months has been setting records in its murder rate. The amount of violence that those people will tolerate is amazing. And, you know, Americans would never, it would be mayhem in the United States if you had that much violence. But if the wall is built and the borders are no longer open, which I'm a firm believer in, and the trade deals are renegotiated, so there is no competitive edge and there is no industry in Mexico, and unless the cartels and are defeated, and that's real hard because the demand for those drugs in this country is a very powerful force, like water running downhill in and of itself. You could have a powder keg in Mexico, and if that place comes apart, the horror stories and the refugee problem, it'd be really hard not to let mass refugees into this country if Mexico went bad enough. I watched that whole southern border very carefully and see, you know, a lot of no-win situations.
That's a way to put it. No-win situation for anyone. Oh, man. I hope not. That's definitely possible. And people kind of jokingly say, put the wall up to keep Americans in. I still don't really foresee a time when most Americans, if any, want to be trying to flee to Mexico to get away from here. Then again, we do have Baltimore, and we do have Chirac, so I don't know. Still prefer America, USA, USA. We'll be back last segment with your host, Ben Breaker Banksters, and Future Dan, FutureDancer.com. Stick with us.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Up on Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I want a 3-line bomb!
Big Duke 6, roger, 113, standby.
Over the stone age, son!
113, roger, they need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here?
Right, 13, you were fixing fuck with it. What's sorry?
I'm gonna suppress the mortar fire off the tree line down here.
Roger, here we come.
Good. Give it all you got. Bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is 113. The jet's being bombed now. There, you got about 30 seconds on station. Get your people back and head down. This is going to be a big one.
To build a website? Web-based coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, web-based coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Coding can solve your business problems on the internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and 5-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. And for all you Command & Conquer fans out there, that was the march. Help me out here, Ben. Red Alert.
Hell's March.
Command & Conquer. Hell's March from Red Alert, Command & Conquer. We are marching into segment four of episode number, what are we up to?
33
was last week. I always blow that.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm big picture tonight, Ben. I'm big picture. All right. So we're gonna do a little, a little trivia contest between Ben and myself. Uh-oh. Both purveyors of multiple social media outlets. We got a lot of followers in different regards. Future Danger 6 at FutureDanger.6 on Twitter. Got 10,000 followers. Check them all for whether they're a bot or not. Great website at University of Indiana. To check them, and if they rate as a bot, I just don't follow them back. If they're bad enough, I'll block them because it seems like if you keep them, it attracts more of them. So I wanted to ask you tonight, Ben. We'll go back and forth a few of these and see. Stereotyping is bad, right? Right. We're taught we shouldn't stereotype, but I don't care about that tonight. It's fun. So I want to talk about stereotypical classes of social media followers and see if what yours are, how mine are, what we see. So I'm going to name a stereotypical follower, and I'm going to ask you, do you see them or not? Do they follow you or not? Okay?
All right.
And then you're going to come back at it with me. Let's go two or three of these back and forth. All
right.
So Future Danger 6, a lot of the news appeals to mainline conservatives. Right? Be necessarily inclined to, think twice about Federal Reserve and the banksters and Rothschilds, et cetera, et cetera, the Freemasonry, so on. I have a certain set of followers. They are highly concerned moms, okay? Middle-class moms who will hammer the Trump, Obama, Clinton, Just your red meat politics, and an aspect of these stereotypical followers is they're always dismayed, they're always lamenting. It's always and they love to point out hypocrisy, right? And that the media will let Democrats have a pass, but Republicans get hammered. Do you have those followers?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I've definitely seen those. I would say a little less on the main, as you said, red meat politics, but definitely the very concerned mother. Mine are generally more of the organic anti-vaccine type of mix, if you know what I mean.
Oh, but I'd put them in a different class. I'm talking about the Republican women who would never for a second dare to even think that vaccines weren't okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
Do they hate Democrats.
Okay. I would say under 1%. I have a few, but
yeah,
very
I got,
few.
Future Danger's got a bunch. Future Danger's got a bunch of them. And you got to respect them because they care. They are aligned with a lot of the indicators that I get a lot of feedback, a lot of social interaction from them about the news being censored and the entire Department of Justice deep state debacle that we're undergoing. It's hardcore pro-Trump people, but that's a class of people I got in my Twitter following. Now, hit me up with one. What do you see? What's a stereotypical follower of at Breaking the Banksters on Twitter and Gab or Facebook?
They may have a 9/11 truth profile picture.
There you go. There you go.
You got any of those?
I got a lot in Facebook. That seems to be huge there.
It is a
in
Facebook.
Twitter.
I think it came up from Facebook. I think I haven't seen it much on Twitter.
Yeah. And what are they about? Besides, of course, not believing that the official narrative of 9/11.
Right. Okay, that's what brings them together. But from there, it could be very diverse. It could be all the way from, you know, geez, the aliens practically did it, all the way to the the architect and engineer of 9/11 kind of main story, where maybe it was thermite or some sort of explosives. But I mean, they also run to the gamut of no planes actually hit. They were holograms of the planes. Like Project Blue Beam type thing. And then there was explosives and brought them down. So, but the one thread is the 9/11 truth. And that's definitely more of a Facebook thing. I got some respect for them too. I agree. You know, we're definitely not talking trash about our friends and followers, but they are a stereotypical one. I would say that's about 8-12% range of my followers. Maybe a little less, but
no kidding. Yeah, no kidding.
More than 5% have now, or certainly have had a 9/11 truth banner.
Yeah. Would somebody explain to me how World Trade Center 7 fell hours after the other two buildings? Then I'm going to just, you know, probably never got a plausible explanation for that. I put the rest of it away as not worth thinking about, but that I can't get past. All right, next stereotype that I got, there are security junkies that follow Future Danger 6. I follow them and watch what they're tweeting too. We're talking about people who have the latest, like there's explosions in Damascus, time now. And I just sit around and wait till something confirms that it was Israelis hitting Syria. Not because I really care that Israel hitting Syria is that dangerous. It happens a lot. But if Israel and Iran started to exchange fire and missiles, there's no way we're not getting dragged into it, and that could be dangerous. But the security hawks, and, you know, they pay attention to planes, like all kinds of special U.S. Air Force aircraft, the unique ones. The nuke sniffers and the doomsday command and control planes. They're always watching the tracks for those things. A great little community that, and politically, they seem to be pretty apolitical. They're just concerned about watching for the spark of a big war. Got any of them?
Almost very few. I don't think any. Definitely not at the level. I've seen some of yours, and I follow some of them, especially on Twitter, where they're more informational purposes. Maybe you've heard of Syrian Girl. I don't think she follows
sure have,
me,
yeah.
but I follow her definitely, and she's kind of one. But she's like really kind of like a more famous one, but less than 1%, if any. I definitely, that's why I follow you for. So you retweet those guys and stuff.
Yeah, column two and picking up the news and retweeting the things that happen in the security column have generated a little niche following there. Who else
that is
you
cool.
know? You got to have a stereotype followers. Got to be something on the economic side that has a common theme in your followership.
Economic side. If this was a few years ago, I'd definitely say the Ron Paul supporter, but it's kind of like not evaporated, but it's kind of dispersed out, where a lot of people are Ron Paul, I don't really talk about it anymore these days, but maybe back in the day, like Ron Paul, profile picture had a lot. How about just your average and the Fed / taxation is theft type of profile picture, or just, many posts about that where they repeatedly, hit on the Fed and the IRS and taxation?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them. I got a lot more of those in Facebook for Future Danger. Plenty in Twitter, though. Plenty. And they will go, right out to the extremes of, New World Order. It's the banksters, without a doubt. It's all manipulated. Definitely got those. So,
All right. I probably invited them to like your page. We got high correlation amongst one another, too.
And since we're talking about that topic, I believe police dogs have arrived at Ben's house, so I'll go on with the next stereotypical follower with Future
they're
Danger.
Coming for,
Second
coming
Amendment
for,
followers.
Second Amendment the music's
followers.
Running. The music's running. We got to get out of here, I think.
Hats off to the pro-Second Amendment followers of Future Danger. We cover a lot of aspects of the infringement of our right to keep and bear arms. That is a serious, the three percenters, the people that are ready to stand their ground. That's a huge following.
I got a few.
You got them, Ben?
I'd say I got, you know, between 5 to 10% for sure. That's, I got a lot of those for sure. I love the 3%ers as an example. Hell yeah. All right, folks. Hey, we got to get out of here. The commercials are early. The final music's going. We will be live again. Kickoff, NFL kickoff day, but listen to us instead. September 6th, 2018, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll make it happen. Future Dan, enjoy your Labor Day.
Hey, have a good one, Ben. Good show.
Awesome show. All right, folks. Have a good night.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would stop coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio, teen infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to O'ReillyAuto.com. Buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Need auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to O'ReillyAuto.com. Buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.